Imagine a world where what you eat could be your most powerful medicine, capable of reversing disease and optimizing health. The Pagan Diet offers exactly this, a revolutionary approach that transcends the tired vegan-paleo debate by combining the best aspects of both philosophies. Rather than another restrictive regimen, it's a flexible framework based on science, not dogma. At its core lies a profound truth. Every bite of food we consume is essentially programming our biology. Food isn't just calories, but information that influences our genes, hormones, microbiome, and cellular function. While 6 in 10 Americans suffer from chronic diseases, the Pagan approach offers a practical solution through what Dr. Hyman calls our pharmacy rather than pharmacy. The 25,000-plus phytochemicals in plants and animals that eat diverse plants prevent what he terms long-latency deficiency diseases, conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and dementia that develop slowly over decades. What makes this approach truly revolutionary is that it addresses both personal health and planetary well-being simultaneously. Modern research reveals food contains thousands of medicinal compounds that regulate our body's chemistry, literal medicine, not metaphor. Plants produce protective phytochemicals as defense mechanisms, which benefit us through symbiotic phytoadaptation. While conventional medicine treats organs in isolation, functional medicine views the body as an interconnected network, addressing root causes rather than suppressing symptoms. Industrial food drives inflammation and disease, while real, nutrient-rich food reduces inflammation, balances hormones, optimizes the microbiome, and activates health-promoting genes. The implications extend beyond personal health to environmental concerns like climate change and soil depletion. By becoming regenitarians, we support regenerative agriculture that restores soil health while producing more nutrient-dense food. This approach remains flexible. Eat nutritionally dense food 90% of the time while still leaving room for pleasure. The cornerstone of the Pagan approach is making your diet plant-rich. Not strictly plant-based, but centered around colorful plant foods complemented by quality protein and healthy fats. Plants provide two essential components for preventing chronic disease: fiber and phytochemicals. These plant foods function as powerful medicine, containing over 25,000 beneficial chemicals that boost immunity, reduce inflammation, and provide anti-cancer effects. While our ancestors consumed more than 800 varieties of plant foods, today just 15 crops make up 90% of our intake. The Pagan Diet recommends filling 75% of your plate with non-starchy vegetables, foods with minimal glycemic impact like leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, peppers, and zucchini. These can be eaten in unlimited amounts. Starchy vegetables should be limited to half a cup daily, especially for those with blood sugar issues. The 75% rule applies to volume, not calories. Aim for 6 to 8 cups of vegetables daily with maximum variety. Different colored foods offer specific benefits. Red foods provide anti-inflammatory lycopene, orange foods deliver fat-soluble antioxidants, green foods support detoxification, and blue-purple foods offer cognitive support. For quality, consult the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 lists to determine which foods to buy organic. Simply eating the rainbow daily ensures you're getting nature's full medicinal spectrum. The meat debate encompasses ethics, environment, and health. Rather than labeling meat simply good or bad, we should distinguish between factory-farmed and regeneratively raised animals. The problem isn't meat itself, but modern factory farming with unnatural animal diets that harm welfare, environment, and health. While livestock contributes to greenhouse gases, industrial fertilizer poses a greater climate threat. Quality matters. Grass-fed meat contains phytonutrients with anti-inflammatory and cardioprotective effects, essentially medicinal plant compounds transferred from diverse forage. Even concerns about saturated fat are oversimplified, as stearic acid, meat's primary saturated fat, is neutral for blood cholesterol. Choose pasture-raised poultry and eggs from free-roaming birds eating their natural diet. For fish, select wild-caught sustainable options, particularly smaller varieties like salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, herring, that provide rich omega-3s with lower mercury. Regenerative ocean farming, mixed aquacultures of seaweed and shellfish, requires zero inputs while sequestering carbon. The pagan approach suggests meat as a side dish, a palm-sized portion twice daily, properly cooked with medicinal spices. Fat has been unfairly vilified despite being essential for health. When Americans followed low-fat advice for 40 years, obesity rates soared from 5% to 42%. The right fats support health while fueling your brain. The Western diet contains excessive omega-6 fats from processed sources like GMO soybean oil, providing 10% of American calories, and insufficient omega-3s from fish and seeds. Whole food omega-6 sources like nuts and seeds remain beneficial when balanced with omega-3s. Saturated fats aren't inherently harmful. Context matters. Butter with vegetables may be beneficial, while butter with cookies could be harmful. Never combine saturated fats with starch and sugar, as this triggers inflammation and weight gain. Genetic differences impact how individuals respond to fats. For cooking, use high smoke point oils like avocado oil. For low heat cooking, choose olive oil. Don't fear fat. Instead, consume appropriate fats with every meal, primarily with vegetables. Fat alone won't make you fat. It's the combination with starch and sugar that causes problems.
We're approaching an era of precision nutrition, where biological testing and wearables will create personalized nutritional maps. Current tools already enable fairly precise guidance. Food isn't merely calories, but information that programs your biological software, affecting genes, hormones, gut bacteria, and inflammation. Six approaches can personalize your nutrition. 1. Examine personal and family history for potential dietary pitfalls. 2. Use hormonal and metabolic testing to determine optimal carbohydrate and fat intake. 3. Test for nutrient deficiencies, affecting 90% of Americans. 4. Consider food sensitivity testing. 5. Use stool testing to assess gut health. And 6. Explore genetic testing that reveals how your body processes nutrients. The elimination diet remains the gold standard. Remove common trigger foods for 21 days, then reintroduce them while observing reactions. Start with the pagan diet principles as your foundation, then customize based on your unique needs.
Our food choices impact both our bodies and the planet. The current agricultural system depletes soil, destroys rainforests, wastes water, and reduces biodiversity. The UN warns we have only 60 harvests left before soil depletion becomes critical. Our food system generates nearly half of all greenhouse gas emissions, with soil loss accounting for 1/3 of atmospheric carbon dioxide. While many advocate plant-based diets, regenerative agriculture requires animals to build soil, produce fertilizer, and eliminate chemicals. Regeneratively raised animals help restore soil, the planet's largest carbon sink, capable of storing 3 times more carbon than exists in today's atmosphere. Though currently just 1% of agriculture, regenerative farming is more profitable and produces higher quality food. Individual choices matter. Food waste alone ranks as the 3rd largest greenhouse gas emitter after the US and China. To eat like a regenitarian, shop local and organic, seek regenerative organic certified products, reduce food waste, limit plastic use, and choose whole foods over packaged options. The pagan approach recognizes that personal and planetary health are inseparable. What heals one, heals the other.